rubber in the crease, we need you to play goal in CCOI 7. Log on and register now for tryouts at theticket.com. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
8:34 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I'm Big Dick, and this is the P1 Wild Ass Circus. Our P1 guest hosts in studio, Scott and Chris, and our very special guest in studio tonight here with us for a couple segments is Dallas County Commissioner John Wiley Price. Welcome to the show, Commissioner Price.
Good to be here.
Happy to have you, and we appreciate you spending some nighttime hours with us. Now, here in a second, we're going to get into why you have a pair of Nikes hanging around your neck. You were upset with Nike over the LeBron James church ad. I think everybody, not taking calls yet, I think everybody has seen this that has Bernie Mac in it, and we're going to get into that here in just a second. But first, I thought I would kind of turn the platform over to you because you promised us, now you promised me this bedtime story is not going to put everybody to sleep, but at the same time, you got a bedtime story for us.
Got a bedtime story for you.
I'm ready.
In this near vision, the world is run by giant American corporations. Taxes are illegal. Employees take the last name of the companies they work for. The police and the NRA are publicly traded security firms. The government may investigate great crimes only if they can bail a citizen directly. It's a free market paradise. And this guy, Hack Nike, is a lowly merchandising officer who's never been very good at negotiating his salary. So when John Nike and John Nike executives from the promised land of marketing offer him a contract, he signs it without reading. Unfortunately, Hack's new contract involves committing murder to build up street credit for Nike's new line of $2,500 sneakers. Scared, Hack goes to the police. He assumes he's asking for a subcontracting deal and they lease the job to the NRA. Soon, Hack finds himself pursued by Jennifer Government, a tough-talking agent with a barcode tattoo under her eye and a rabid determination to nail John Nike, the boss of the other John Nike. In a world where your job title means everything, the most cherished possession is a platinum credit card, and advertising jingles give way to artillery in the fight for market share. Jennifer Government is the consumer watchdog from hell.
Heavy. Nice. Very heavy.
I dug that.
That would actually fit right in with some of the poetry slams we've had up here in studio. Seriously, we've done that.
Well, now, but the book is entitled, really, by Max Berry. It's called Jennifer Government, and then it's a book that you can pick up at Barnes & Noble. But it really goes to the crux of what we feel in terms of Nike. I mean, basically, it's not $2,500 tennis shoe sneakers yet, but, they're headed in that general direction. And all we're saying to Nike is, hell, you crossed the line. You wouldn't do it in a Jewish synagogue. You wouldn't do it in a Muslim mosque. LeBron James graduated from St. Mary's. We haven't seen the Pope and the Catholic Church portrayed. And the King James Version is unacceptable in terms of the black church. We know we've been emotive. We know we've even been animated. But we were no less serious a religion than any other, and you can't continue to play with our pain.
All right, now let's set this up just for anyone who hasn't seen this. I mean, this ad's run all over the place, but I'm sure there are a few who haven't, and we'll explain what Commissioner Price is talking about and what's gotten him so upset. And by the way, we're going to take phone calls here if you have something to say at 214-787-1310 or pound 1310 on your cell. This is an ad that Nike is running with LeBron James, the high school phenom turned NBA superstar. It is set in a black church. Bernie Mac is the minister. He's standing in a pulpit that has a basketball goal over his head. There's a lot of basketball references and connotations. Dr. J and Moses Malone are in the congregation. And as Bernie Mac is ministering wearing a Nike sweatsuit, he has such quotes as, "Let us read from the playbook, the King James playbook, and basketball's chosen one asked the soul of the game for court vision, and it was granted to him. Can I get a layup?" And, you know, everybody says layup like they would amen. Pretty soon LeBron James comes in dribbling a basketball, and when the members of the congregation put their hands on the basketball, it has kind of a healing effect. You get the general idea. Now, I have to state my affiliation here, Commissioner Price. I'm agnostic. So the religious offensiveness part of it, I mean, I'm kind of on the outside looking in. I'm trying to relate to it, but I can't say that, okay, that offended my faith. Now, I'll tell you what does offend me about it is just the fact that, you know, LeBron James feels comfortable being portrayed as some sort of God to begin with. I mean, if somebody pitched me this idea, I'd be like, let's don't do this. I'm going to feel like a jerk doing this to begin with. So to me, it's got this real self-aggrandizing thing to begin with. Now, as someone who is maybe closer to the black church than what I'm describing, explain to us what crossed the line with this ad that maybe hasn't offended you in other ways that you've seen the black church portrayed within the realm of entertainment, like a movie or television show.
Well, I think that what basically, and I'm not going to absorb LeBron James, but he's a 19-year-old kid. I mean, that's basically the long and short of it all. And at the same time, we need to deal with he and other African-Americans who are part of this whole portrayal, this minstrel show. But I guess what really incenses me is the fact that, again, it would not be portrayed in any other community in this light. And it crosses the line when you look at the rich tradition of the African-American church and what it has played in terms of what we call civil rights, human rights in this country. There must be some things that are sacred, and it's not allowed to cross that line. I think Nike did that in a way that is unacceptable. And I think the African-American Pastors Coalition, who on Dr. King's birthday basically said to Nike, to Phil, and to Ralph Green, and to all of the guys there, this is totally unacceptable. It crossed the line in a way that, again, you would not see. I'll guarantee you now, if it had happened in a, you know, you may be agnostic, but I'll guarantee if it had happened in a Jewish synagogue, you've got my guy with the Passion of Christ now. I mean, this is just a religious movie.
The Mel Gibson movie you're talking about. Yeah.
And he's catching all kind of hell. Must Lester come in and to mimic up in the church, you know, that somehow it is reduced. The King James Version is reduced to something as small as a basketball court.
Well, now, I'm all for freedom of speech. At the same time, I recognize someone's right to, with their consumer dollar, express their displeasure. Now, is that kind of where you fall on the issue? In other words, you feel like they have a right to make the ad just as you have a right not to buy their shoes because of it?
You just don't do it. Just don't buy Nike. And that's our position with regards to, you know, patrons. Not only your shoes. I mean, I think the identification is with the shoes primarily because that's where LeBron James. But we're talking about Nike products. We're talking about patronage of Nike products. At some point in time, continue to be the laughing stock of entertainment value, if you will, for America in terms of mimicking institutions that are near and dear to our community.
Dallas County Commissioner John Wiley Price joining us in studio on P1 Wild Eye Circus on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
I just have a quick question, Mr. Price. What was your stand on Nike? I mean, did you wear Nike before this act, or have you always kind of felt this way about their branding and so forth?
Yeah, I don't wear Nike. In fact, I didn't go out and purchase these just so I could have a neck drop either. Mm-hmm. These were a gift about a year ago, and of course they came in handy.
We should explain for the people listening that you're wearing a pair of Nikes around your neck with the X's over the swoosh symbol.
That's correct.
Which hopefully that's not going to cause any sort of back problem. Or hopefully this will be a short-lived boycott.
Well, here's hoping. But we have been known to last a while. But, you know, no, I didn't wear the Nikes prior to that.
Okay.
But nonetheless, I think, again, one of the issues is that Nike has just basically gone too far over the years. And when we look at Nike, and now we're asking them, we want to look at your executive leadership. We want to see what you're marketing. We want to look at your foundations. Since you've opened this door, let's see exactly what the Nike Corporation looks like. We know what we've heard in the world community, but we want to know what Nike really looks like.
Now, Commissioner Price, see, I've never felt comfortable wearing Nike product either, but it's been because of Nike's horrendous labor practice record. I mean, they've given me plenty of reasons to feel alienated by their product before this. Now, I guess, again, as somebody who is not a conventionally religious person, I might look at something like your boycott and see where this has offended you, but at the same time, I might ask the question, well, what about things like that in the past, like their labor practices? I mean, did those things ever enter your mind before this, thinking that this wasn't necessarily a product that you wanted to support?
If you go out on NikeWatch.com, and we saw the piece with Tiger Woods, the fact is that some of us understood when they were saying that Nike paid $2 a day to have their caps made, but mm-hmm. Tiger received $136,000 a day to wear their caps. We've seen this kind of exploitation, but at some point in time, someone has to hit back. Unfortunately, we have not seen a lot of that in this country. Most of what the protesting with regards to Tiger Woods and then the whole, you know, golf ball has been, elsewhere. We have not seen a lot in terms of this country. And that's, again, no slam on Tiger. We just got to begin to look at Nike and said, look, you know, you cannot just violate us in any way that you deem is appropriate.
214-787-1310 is the phone number, or #1310 on your cell if you would like to talk to Commissioner Price. Let us talk to Andrew in Arlington. Andrew, you are on the P1 Wild Ass Circus on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good evening. Real quick, I'm a Christian. I'm an African-American. I have a problem with Commissioner Price asking all blacks to protest Nike. Now, if he was asking black Baptists or black Methodists or whatever to protest, I can understand. But he said all black, and this ad represents all black churches. I'm an African-American. I'm a Christian. That looks nothing like the church I attend, okay? It's wrong for the redneck races to paint black people in one particular vein, and I think it's wrong for black activists to do the same. There are far more important things to battle about than some silly ad, and I think the focus is misplaced by Commissioner, by the commission and other people in the Dallas community over there. That's just my opinion.
All right.
Well, first of all, I didn't say all black people. I just said boycott.
Well, you said black churches specifically.
No, I said that No, listen to me, Andrew.
Go ahead.
The African American Pastors Coalition is saying boycott all Nike products. And let me just say, we have been joined by a number of Anglo brethren since we have begun this campaign who have taken our position. And
right.
So all
that doesn't make it right.
Well, I didn't say what.
Make it right.
Well,
I don't care how many Anglo brothers you got to go with you, doesn't make it right.
Wait a minute. Either get your position and try to stay with it.
I have a very strong position.
Well, but you said that my position was saying all black. I didn't say that.
No. You said the black church specifically, sir. You said black churches. This was offensive to black churches.
Yes, exactly.
Not all black churches look
well,
the same.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Andrew. Well, I think that, I mean, obviously you're not literally taking a head count of every single black church that exists, but if you have an organization that represents black leadership within a church and they take this stand, then it's representative of that position, right?
I think that if you start at New York, from Abyssinian in New York to the African American Pastors Coalition, we saw the editorial this morning from James Ragland. There have been editorials in the Detroit Free Press, the Detroit News, from Luther Keith, I mean Sports Illustrated. People are picking them up. Unfortunately, Andrew, you know, it doesn't offend Andrew. That's fine. Probably a lot of things probably doesn't offend Andrew, but you know.
This is Dallas County Commissioner John Wiley Price joining us in studio on the P1 Wild Ass Circus, along with our P1 guest hosts, Scott and Chris. If you would like to get on the phone, we will take more calls next at 214-787-1310 or #1310, as Commissioner Price is speaking out on behalf of a boycott against Nike over the LeBron James, King James Church ad, if you've seen this with Bernie Mac, they feel like it has crossed a line and it is exploiting something that should be considered sacred. We'll talk more about that next.